I am once again here at the Animal Ag Alliance Stakeholder Summit in Washington, D.C., and it is beautiful outside, and we just wrapped up the 12th annual event. Standing in front of me is Kay Johnson Smith, who is the President and CEO of the Animal Ag Alliance. Kay, tell me, first of all, kudos to putting on such a successful event. Heard nothing but accolades on the topics that were discussed and the information that was presented to educate us on what we need to do better. Take home message for those not able to attend and the purpose for putting an event like this on.
Well, every year we try to find, identify what is the most challenging issue facing our industry today, and provide tools and resources and ideas and strategies for our attendees to be able to take home and really implement in their business, implement in their organizations, or in their community. This year's event, Activists at the Door, the whole idea was about really showcasing how we as an industry really do work to protect our animals, protect our farms, protect food, as well as consumer confidence. And so all of our presenters discussed different aspects of that, whether it was communications, how can we better connect with the typical consumer in New York City, or with protecting our farms from, unfortunately, hiring people who are there for the wrong purposes. So it's kind of we try to look at all ways of how farms need to operate better, whether it was internally with employment, hiring practices, but also, getting out and telling their story.
Telling the story is definitely what it is about, and we've heard that for a while now, and specifically here this week. How can what's the best advice you can give to every farm family out there to help protect themselves and help tell their story? How can they do that?
Well, I think the first thing is not to be afraid of sharing who you are. Every farmer that I've ever met has a great story, and this whole term of factory farms is such a misnomer. There are families involved. Often they're fourth, fifth, sixth generation families involved and multiple generations at any one time. And that really resonates with the public. And I think we've heard that story frequently throughout the event this week. But also get active in social media. I know it's a little daunting for some of us that are my age or older, but there are a lot of family members that can probably help with social media, whether it's Facebook or Twitter, and posting pictures and posting videos of your family. And we had some great examples of college students who have taken that on for their farm families and really connected with a whole new generation of students, a whole new generation of consumers, and sharing their pictures and really what life on the farm is like. But also, I think it's important we also recognize that farms are businesses, and we have products that we're producing. We have reasons for the security protocols that we have in place to protect the health and well-being of our animals. And we need to share that more with the consumer, too, to understand that we are business people, that we are raising live animals, and our job is to protect them as well as produce safe food. And it's important to understand that we're not trying to hide. We are trying to be transparent. We are looking for those ways to connect with the consumer. But please recognize that, these undercover videos are not representing, that are presented by activists, are not representing the typical farm. They're not representing the true commitment that our industry has to the animals and to consumers.
Well, you talked a bit about social media, and it's been a hot topic all this entire conference. And following the Twitter feeds throughout, definitely with the hashtag AAA13 caught a lot of attention from those outside groups, HSUS, PETA, and beyond. I'd love to see that the dialogue is starting. So how does someone online forge that gap?
Well, we often get accused of not allowing the activists in. Well, we streamed live here. I think that is the first example of our commitment to sharing the information, sharing the presentations, and sharing what we as an industry do to anybody who wanted to watch. I mean, it is on TV. It was streamed live yesterday. It's not edited. And obviously, the activists were watching actively based on the Twitter chat that was going on. But again, with Twitter, you don't take down comments, so those comments were there, but it also gave an opportunity for our attendees here and the people who are the experts in animal care, the people who are the farmers, the ranchers producing food, to correct a lot of that misinformation that was being presented by some of the activists who were watching and trying to participate in that way. So, you know, we may not convince everybody, but what we're trying to do is correct the misinformation about what our industry is. And I think Twitter provides a great forum for that back and forth discussion.
Well, thank you for all you do at the Animal Ag Alliance and for all your board members and all those who helped sponsor this event, because it truly was an eye-opening experience for all those who attended and I think all those who viewed online. So once again, talking with Kay Johnson-Smith here at the Animal Ag Alliance Stakeholder Summit here in Washington, D.C., I'm Jamie Johansson.